Hey everyone, this is Dominique, and if you're ready to get better results with your life and your money, I want you to stay tuned. Today, we'll conclude our conversation with marriage and finances and my special guest. Three questions to move the needle for you. Stay tuned.
Are you tired of feeling like there's more to life that you're just not experiencing? Are you unmotivated by keeping up with the status quo? Are you ready to start living intentionally with your finances and creating the life you want? Get ready for Experiencing Financial Contentment with Dominique Henderson, a podcast focused on helping you create margin for the life you want to live by putting your money where your heart is. Each week, Dominique will help you explore the decisions you make around money so that you can achieve better results. Now, here's your host, Dominique Henderson.
All right, we're back. This is Dominique Henderson, founder of DJH Capital Management, where we are helping our clients to achieve their ideal financial outcome. And we are experiencing financial contentment on the podcast because, like I like to say, if you're tired of doing more and having less and you're ready to get off the treadmill, ready to take that red pill to leave the matrix of the average and start winning with your money, being intentional with your finances, this is the podcast for you. So we are bringing back my lovely wife, the Queen Bee.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Brianna Henderson to finish up this conversation.
We're excited about it.
How you doing today, baby?
Doing well. What about yourself, hon?
I'm doing fine. You looking good, all good?
Good. Well, thank you for that.
You always got that nice hot HD look over
Come
there.
Come on, HD.
Because of the camera. We're using the DSLR for you. We got to make sure that everything's going great.
Sure.
You got your teacher specs on today, looks
I
like.
I do. I hope I'm looking studious and, we're ready.
All right, y'all. Well, we talked for the last two episodes. What did we talk about for the last two episodes?
Yeah, so we've been talking about how we can win in our marriages with finances. First, we want to not be dependent upon each other as a parent-child dynamic.
Yeah.
We want to not go the opposite of the spectrum and become independent of each other with our finances, but we want to work towards what we call interdependence. And so in this episode, we'll answer three questions that I think it's really going to help us with framing that interdependence that we're looking for.
Yeah, and I think today what we'll do with these three questions when we go through them, I think it'll also, we'll kind of weave in some of the solutions because that I think these solutions that we had in the second episode that we talked about, which was checking yourself, knowing your money mindset, then knowing your partner's money mindset.
Sure.
Creating boundaries, that's number three. Having a common goal and a rallying cry, number four, and then being interdependent, like you said. I think our answers will probably illuminate that a little bit more.
Yes,
what you think.
Yes, I do. I agree with what you're saying.
Okay, so let's hop right into the first one. How can you best manage separate accounts? What do you think, Bree?
Well, separate accounts can get tricky, and we know couples who have them. We've had them before as well. First, you want to manage separate accounts by first being transparent. Why do you want separate accounts in your marriage?
Yeah, hopefully we're not going to the Caymans or anything.
We're not wanting to set up, you know, some type of exit plan. I don't know. But the point is you need to consider why you're having these separate accounts, and they could be for good reasons. So once you've done that and you found motives are great and pure with that, then you want to communicate.
Yeah.
If there's one who mostly deals with one account than the other, you communicate what's going in, what's coming out, why are we spending on it? Everything has to do with communication. Would you say that's true, Dominique?
I think there's no problem at all with having separate accounts.
Sure.
I've managed, you know, people's finances for a long time, and I've seen either joint and separate accounts or just joint or just separate. So it can work all different types of ways. I think what you said is key is keeping the communication open.
Sure.
There shouldn't be any reason why I have this big pile of money over here, kind of like that Martin episode where Gina and Martin were trying to combine their finances and she had more money than him and he found out later and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
But the point is I think that the when you're looking at why the accounts are separate, like you said, what is the purpose behind it? Like, do you just need some funds to go get your hair in and your nails done every once in a while? That's perfectly fine.
Yeah, and you just don't want it to upset or interrupt what's going on with the main account, or, you know, you're building up something for a little friend's trip. I don't know. You know, those types of things are perfectly okay, because we're talking about motives. We're talking about transparency.
Yeah.
But any other reason, start to consider that, because money, as we've stated before, is the great revealer.
Great statement.
We want to make sure that our spouses don't feel a certain kind of way when we hold money or hoard money or, you know, move money around. It just can get really sticky there.
Yeah. And I would just kind of conclude by saying that what you said earlier about communication and transparency is key. That's the absolute thing, because at the end of the day, if you're fighting around, you know, how much you have in your account versus how much I have in my account, really there's a different problem.
Sure. There's an underlying problem.
Yeah.
So let's get these headphones right, guys.
Yeah.
It's because I'm trying to wear this bun up top, girls. Y'all get what I'm saying. But anyway, let's keep going.
Okay. So how do you handle when the spender continuously blows the budget?
Oh, so here we go with that spender. And that's knowing your money mindset. So that person who is the spender, and it may be spending on good things, quote unquote, but if there's a set budget in place you and your spouse have agreed upon and you continuously blow it, you run the risk of becoming a child in the relationship.
Well, because you're not able to operate by the rules.
That's right. Most people
have to operate by
and
rules.
And so now the saver has to come in and be the parent.
Yeah.
And now they have to maneuver things in a way that makes you feel a certain kind of way. So, hey, we're in a partnership here. If we have certain guidelines around a budget, it's good for us both to adhere to them. And we talked about some things in part two on how you can set up those boundaries.
Yeah, I think one boundary that we've used that worked really well for us, well, two things. I'll give them two things. So the first is, for the longest, we had like a little limit.
Sure,
that we said, hey, when you spend over this amount, or if you have a purchase that's going to be over this amount, make sure you contact me first.
Yes.
And that went both ways.
Yeah.
So that we, you know, if we had something coming out or there was bills coming around a certain time of the month, where, for instance, I knew about that because I was doing the checkbook.
Sure.
Then you would have to let me know, to shoot me a text. You know, nothing really fancy with that. Now you can do things like alerts on your accounts.
You can do all of that. And if you've gone through Dave Ramsey before, we've done that as well. Have a cash system to where if you're the spender and you have a set amount, you regard that as what you can spend. When it's gone, it's gone, and be mature about it so that your spouse can respect you and that trust.
Yeah.
Because here we go again. The money is the great revealer.
It may be a little difficult. I mean, you do what works for you guys.
Sure. But it has to work. That's the thing. And it has to work for you both. You're in a partnership, and you want it to work for you both.
Yeah. So what else would you say about that? Is that pretty much it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Okay. We don't want to run the risk of becoming parent child. We're getting away from that.
Yeah. And question number three, how to say no when you're expected to say yes.
So what's up with that expected to say yes?
Well, give me some instances under which you would be expected to say yes.
Well, you know, when you have obligations, and they may be self-imposed obligations, but they're obligations nevertheless, to maybe family members that you're financing their life in some way. And it's
that's like that movie?
This is 40. You know, I don't know if you guys have ever seen that. But it was wreaking havoc in the marriage. I mean, you just have to see it for yourself.
It's hilarious.
But the point is, you know, helping family, helping friends, we get it. It's great. We've been helped. We've helped others. So we get it.
So boundaries is the most important thing.
Yes, it's for a set amount of time.
Yeah.
It's agreed upon within your marriage. It shouldn't go on forever. It shouldn't be at the expense of your own household and how it's ran.
So here's the deal. I think the underlying issue with that is when you are supporting someone else, mom, dad, sisters, friends, whatever, you got to evaluate whether or not you receive more benefit from giving that support out than listening to what would be best in your marriage.
Now we're kind of, here we go again. When we're talking about finances, we're really talking about a deeper issue when we get down to it. Isn't that true, Dominique?
At the end of the day, I think if you value how you feel when somebody is receiving your support, like a mom or a dad or a sister or whatever, if you value that over what your spouse believes should happen and what you guys can come to consensus on, then you probably need to, like you said, dig a little deeper.
Something else is going on right there. You know, there are those out there saying, you know, well, blood is thicker than water, and you're water, spouse. Well,
I don't know about that one.
That's not
anybody I got to sleep. To sleep next to 8 hours a night.
And here we go. We got a different worldview, guys. We have a worldview that is not our own.
So the listeners know that we've talked about before. You know, your results come from decisions and behaviors you make, which come from a belief system you have.
And that belief system is based off of experiences that you have.
Just because you believe something to be true does not make it true. It actually has to be true. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, again, you know, look at and evaluate your belief system around that value system.
Sure.
You know, because whatever, like you said earlier, you know, wherever you put your money, that's where your heart's going to be.
That's where your heart's going to be. And so, when we're expected to say yes, and here's the thing, guys. It's not easy to withdraw something from someone who has been experiencing it and expecting it from you regularly. That's with anything. So when we're talking about our money, we're going to have the feelings of looking that person in the eye, telling them we can no longer support them in that way, and or it's being retracted. And at this date, it will end. I don't care if that's your children, your, you know, you name it. And so we have to be okay with them maybe being mad at us for a period of time, them being disappointed in us, and all the feelings that they will experience called withdrawal. But you will be having deposits back into your family's
life. Well, and you know, that's probably really important for this time of year when this episode is. You know, because typically speaking, you may be buying gifts and or presents for people that, you know, you... I don't know. I hate to say it this way, but you know, you don't really care
about tell the truth.
You don't really care about them as much as the gift probably indicates or should signify, right?
It should signify. It's a really good point. Yeah. We have office stuff going on. We have, you know, classroom stuff.
Gift exchanges,
and all of those things are fun. But here's the point. When you look at you and your spouse's goals, and I hope you have them, guys. You have a goal for your finances. You have a set limit. And if the staff Christmas something don't fit in it, you kind of got to weigh it.
Look, we're trying to find harmony in our marriage with our finances. That's the goal.
Speak up and be truthful so that what you're portraying is actually what you're living behind closed doors. And isn't that what we really want? If we want to win with our finances, what we're portraying outwardly has to in some way match behind closed doors. And that's what we really want. We want integrity.
So those three questions, if you want to continue this discussion, you can definitely jump into the Facebook group.
You can look at
the redpillcommunity.com, which is where we do all this talking about stuff and making sure that you're being held accountable to the things that you want to achieve in your life and things like that. So I think that's a great place to start, or like I would say, continue this type of conversation if you have more questions in regards to finding harmony in your marriage and your finances.
Sure, I agree with you. I agree.
Okay, cool. Well, this has been fun, Bree.
It has been. I'm so glad to be able to participate.
When can we get on your calendar again to come back?
You know, listen, I'll have my people. Absolutely. So that means we'll just talk later. We'll just talk later.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, hopefully your listeners have been encouraged in some way, have gleaned something from this. And listen, guys, if you want Brianna back,
Yeah, you see down at the bottom, feedback at djhendersonsr.com is where you can send your comments, your feedback. We'd love to hear your love. Subscribe to the channel. You can go to YouTube, subscribe to the channel, follow us on social media. We're all over the place, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, cool. Happy holidays, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Absolutely.
We'll be seeing you later. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.